You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. With Father's Day this Sunday and wedding season already among us, the average person is very busy. While you have good intentions to write that invitation or handwritten note, sometimes you don't have time to take on all the steps that are involved. That is where Punk Post comes in. Punk Post puts the boutique card experience in people's pockets so they can send cards when they want to, on demand, without feeling stressed about finding the time to do it or guilty when they slip up and don't do it at all. Created by a husband and wife team, these entrepreneurs left their corporate jobs to follow their passion. Here with us today is Lex Monson to tell us more about how Punk Post can help one create the perfect greeting card. Lex, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about this tremendous company that you've created. So to kick things off, what is Punk Post and how did the company first get started? Let's start there.
Yeah, so Punk Post is we're a community of handwriters, and we help you send handwritten cards as quickly as sending a text message. So how it works is Punk Post is an app. You download it. Your first card is always free to try out. We have a lot of different cards. I think we have over 120 designs at this point. And each card is hand letterpress. We hand letterpress them here in our apartment in San Francisco. And you just go on, pick your card, type in your message, and hit send. From there, one of our handwriters will write your message for you and pop it in the mail for you within 24 hours. And the company got started, actually, my husband, Santiago, who is my co-founder, used to travel a lot for his job. So he was doing a presentation in Boston, and I just sent a good luck card to his hotel room, and he was really excited about that. So he was like, oh, I'm going to send her a card back. But he found the process to be really hard. You have to, like, find a good card store. You have to find a good card. Then you have to find postage. Then you have to find a pen. And then you have to find time to sit down and write it. But he's like, the experience of getting a card is so awesome. How can we make it easier for people to do that on a daily basis? So that's how it started.
Very, very interesting and intriguing as well. Now, do you find handwritten cards to be a lost art these days? It seems like it is, but tell us more from your experience.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think people still love, I know people still love getting handwritten cards in the mail. It's just that we're so busy now and everything is so immediate, but there are people who still go home every night and handwrite, and it's a hobby and they find it very therapeutic and meditative. So that's kind of what our community is all about. It's people who are already handwriting or doing calligraphy at night, and now they get to do it for you and me. So, yeah.
Tell us how one would get started with ordering a Punk Post card. Get into the process there to help out our listeners there.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy. So right now it's iOS only, so iPhone users can download it. You just download it from the App Store. You can log in with Facebook, so that process is pretty easy. Then your first card is free. So as I said before, you just pick your card. They're all letterpress. You type in your message. You can pull contacts from your phone. So if you already have addresses in your phone, it can just pull from there. Otherwise, you type in your friends, or in this case, probably your dad's address, and then you hit send, and you can pick your handwriting style. Simple is very straightforward. Formal, we suggest for interview, like thank yous for an interview. Elegant is, you know, pretty in calligraphy-esque. Fun is kind of for those OMG, I'm so excited cards to your friends. And then sweet, we say our love letter. So you can pick your handwriting, and then you just hit send, and then from there, a handwriter will take over and finish it for you.
Absolutely tremendous, without a question. Now, Punk Post recently, I understand, got a facelift. Besides being a way for folks not to handwrite their cards, what are some of the main features here?
Yeah, so you can add things like a confetti bomb in there. So that, you know, for a little extra celebratory element, and that's just literally confetti put in the card, and it just goes all over the floor of your friend's house. You can also add photos in there. So for Father's Day, you could add a throwback photo from your Instagram stream. It pulls right from your phone, and we print those out and slip it in there. We also have a feature now, if you send 10 cards, you get your 11th card free, and the Facebook sign-in was new, so that makes the sign-in process a lot easier. And we're continually looking for artists and working with artists to create more cards, so yeah, there's new cards in there as well.
Another question one may have, who designed your cards and how are your cards made? And also, how about the paper quality? What can one expect in all these regards?
Yeah, so we kind of just scope out artists who we really like, and we ask them each to create a card collection. So they each create at least 10 cards, and we find these people because we like their style, so therefore we kind of give them freedom to design as they design, because that's why we pick them. So we're continually always looking for artists and designers to do that. And all of their designs are then hand letter pressed on a 1920s printing press on 100% cotton paper. So that was the thing. We, like, you know, there's a lot of online card stores, but sometimes the quality isn't sky high, and we really want it to be like something you would find in a boutique card store. So the quality is really important to us, which is why we kind of put so much effort into making each card.
And in addition, it certainly sounds like there are endless options of cards to choose from. Today we are joined by Lex Monson, co-founder of Punk Post, helping you create the perfect greeting card here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Lex, if I were to order a card today, how long would it take to get it out and to arrive if I were to send it to a friend, a family member, or a loved one?
So once you order a card, it will be in the mailbox within 24 hours. How long it takes to get to your friend or loved one depends on where we're sending it to. If it's in the U.S., it can be as quick as the next day, or it can take as long as a week, depending where it's going, say Alaska or Hawaii. Same with international. It really depends. Like, UK has amazing mail, so it will probably be there in a week. Mexico, even though it's so close, there's, I don't know what happens, but it can take up to 40 days to get there. So if you have a friend in Mexico who has a birthday, just plan in advance, or they'll just get really happy and surprised when it arrives a month later. So
interesting. So I'm sure you answered probably another curiosity. You obviously do international as well. Is this where you see the greeting card industry headed into the future with what we're seeing here with your company, Punk Post?
I mean, I don't know if that's it, but I do think people, you know, still appreciate the art of handwritten card. We just don't always have the time. I think our big hope is that, like, we make it more of an everyday thing. Like, hey, I'm sitting on the bus and I'm thinking of you. Excuse me. I'm sitting on the bus and I'm thinking of you. I'm going to send you a handwritten card, and I can do that now because of modern day technology. And that's going to make you feel good. I mean, I think ideally people go home and write their own cards, but, you know, we get it. We don't have time. Everyone's super busy and trying to keep up. So this is a way for you to also stay connected to friends in a deeper way. So yeah, we'll see where it goes.
And certainly a thoughtful gesture. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. I like the touch without a question. Now, what is your advice to entrepreneurs, shifting gears a little here, who are looking to launch a new product? Are there any key takeaways that you can provide from what you went through to launch Punk Post?
I would say just put your product out there and be ready to realize it's really wrong at first, and that's great, and take all the feedback. Always be asking for feedback. Always be iterating, changing. Your product is never done. It can always be better. And though sometimes I'm like, it hurts to get feedback where people are like, this is so wrong, you need to change this. But that is the richest feedback. And always remember, if one person is saying that, at least seven other people are thinking of it, thinking it. So it's a great gift when people actually reach out and give you feedback, even if it's hard to swallow sometimes.
Have there been any learning lessons for you along the way, or things that you would have done differently in starting Punk Post?
Yeah, so we kind of launched a live beta in the App Store. And we got press on it right away, which was really great, but it was kind of too soon for us to get press. It was crashing and crashing and crashing. So I think launching it as soon as possible is awesome because you can get feedback. But maybe holding off on getting press until you feel a little more confident in your product. And maybe you shouldn't be overly confident right away.
Very interesting there. And we can certainly learn from that comment right there. Thanks for that. How much does Punk Post retail for, lastly? And where can people go to purchase this fabulous product, which I'm anxious to be pointed in the right direction to take action as soon as we disconnect here today?
Yeah, so Punk Post is available on the iOS store, the App Store. You can download it. It's free to download. Your first card is free. After that, it's $6. If you want to add confetti, it's $1.50 extra. A photo is $1.50 extra. International postage is $1 extra. So the most it could cost you is $10. And the straightforward card with handwriting is $6.
Certainly reasonable. Well, Lex, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Certainly a joy to hear about Punk Post. I'm certainly looking forward to implementing this on a personal note. Continued success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Lex Monson, co-founder of Punk Post, an app that lets you send cards as easily as writing a text message. And for more information, visit punkpost.co or visit the iOS Apple Store today to get your Punk Post mobile app. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.